This week on the podcast for the new all-age comic books for the week of April 24th, 2019, Zero's Journey, Galaxy's Edge, The Comic Book, Moon Girl, Share Your Smile, Easy as ABC, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thanks for checking out the podcast this week for the new all-age comic books for the week of April 24th, 2019. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks so much. Do you want to share the podcast with somebody? If you would, that'd be great. Or leave a review on whatever podcast service brought you here. Thank you very much. Next Saturday, the first Saturday of every May, it's Free Comic Book Day. This is it's something we'll talk about much more next week, but Free Comic Book Day is exactly what they bill it to be. You can go to any local comic book store, and there aren't that many around you, just pick your local one, and they have free comic books there. These are going to be comic books that might have been reprinted. Maybe there are new stories that are shorter snippets, like a lot of the new upcoming graphic novels will have maybe the first chapter or the first half chapter for free Scholastic, and Graphics sometimes do that with some of their upcoming graphic novels. That's always a good one to look to. So mark your calendar for next Saturday. It's the first Saturday in May every year. It's Free Comic Book Day, and I think this year it's the day before the 4th. So in other words, may the 4th be with you. And, oh my goodness, it is. It is. This is that year where the 4th, as in May the 4th, be with you, is also Free Comic Book Day. There are also some comic book freebies, some Star Wars freebies that day also. Plan ahead. This series. Check out this series if you have a really young reader. We're going chronologically this week from the really young to the older readers. And this one skews, wow, are you three? Maybe younger. I would say younger, but you know what? As I read this, it's saying age 8 and up. You know what? I would disagree with that to an extent. I would say ages 6 and up. Check this out. It's The Essential Guide to Comics for Kids. It's from Toon Books. And Toon Books has some great books out there for the really young kids. How to Read, like Sight Words, Compound Words. They have a great series of books out there on compound words. And this one is indeed for, I'll say, middle elementary school and up, because it talks about the concept, how to draw comics. So for those young, burgeoning comic book artists or storytellers, this tells you kind of what goes in to making a comic and how things look as cool as they do on paper. Check it out. It's comics. Easy as ABC. And it's really pretty affordable. It's only $10 for kind of a go-to book on how to design and draw comics from a really good book publisher who normally makes books that are younger skewing than this. This one is indeed middle elementary school and up, but usually while you're on the Toon Books website, check out some of their young books because they've got some really great books for younger kids, some sight word books that are off the chain. And they're really quite nice. That's from Toon Books. It's comics. Easy as ABC, The Essential Guide to Comics for Kids. Fabulous stuff. This week also has Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur issue 42 out. This is a great, one of the best all-age comic books out there for any age. It's great because it is great for any elementary school reader. They may not be able to read all the words, but they will love the action. And the action is great. They often have some stunt casting, except it's not really stunt casting because it happens almost every issue where Moon Girl has someone from the MCU coming to join her. And this issue in 42 has Spider-Man coming in there to meet Lunella and the Devil Dinosaur and have fun. And that's what this comic book, as well as Star Wars Adventures, really does well. It's fun to read. And for kids who are just learning how to read, they're just starting out, they want something fun. They really do. And to that end, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur really fits the bill. It's rated T, and in the Marvel world, that stands for tween. I know, it's backwards, but really, if you're in elementary school, pick up this comic book. You'll love it. You may also find it also in your elementary school library. And while I'm here, parents, if you're kind of if you're on the fence about letting your kids, your children, your loved ones, this the fruit of your loins, if you're on the fence about letting them or allowing them to read comic books, let me share this quick little anecdote with you. A couple years ago, he's nine years old now, but a couple years ago, like 2-3 years ago, all he would read, literally all he would read, was Captain Underpants. And we were a little concerned, my wife and I, because all he was reading were these books with fart jokes in them. And we were wondering where the literary value was. What's he going to do? But now he still reads Captain Underpants, but it's the outlier. It's not what he usually reads. Now he's into full-on books. Like he's reading the Spy School series by Stuart Gibson. He's reading that, which is a great series of books with no pictures. So my wife and I kind of high-fived each other the other night going, yeah, we did it. We got him up to 9 years old to where he's not having to read about fart jokes and poop jokes and stuff to make him read. So let kids read comic books. That's the point to that little speech there. Let them read them. They will phase out of it. It's a gateway entry point to reading. That's all it is. Another superhero book that is fun. Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur, fun. This one is also very fun. Marvel Action Avengers. This is a very neat publishing tie-in between IDW Publishing and Marvel Comics. Because Marvel Comics is, I mean, they're all Avengers all the time. So why is IDW Publishing in this? Someone from the publishing world would know much better than I. And I don't really need to know. All I know is that this comic book is flat out awesome. It's fun. And similar to Moon Girl, Devil Dinosaur, it has lots of adventure, lots of action, without watering it down and making it kind of babyish, so that kids in elementary school can dig it and enjoy it. Kids in elementary school will go ape over this comic book if they love the Avengers. Just look for it, because this is not the Avengers from Marvel Comics. It's the same superheroes, but this is Marvel Action Avengers, trade paperback, book one. It collects the first five, I think, issues from this very, very quite excellent monthly comic book series from IDW Publishing. And this is great for any age. It's realistically drawn, but not super realistic like the Marvel Comics version of Avengers. It's kind of confusing. Go to your local comic book store and say, we're looking for Marvel Action Avengers. And you may also see Marvel Action Black Panther. Ah! Marvel Action Spider-Man. Ah! And they're all as good as this. Check them out. They're fabulous. This one's great, too. You think to yourself, a book about a unicorn, a story about a unicorn, where the unicorn is the main character, is only going to be good for girls, and this one, boom, pops you right upside the head and says, no, it's not. This is fabulous for anybody. Phoebe and Her Unicorn. This is number 9 in this really funny series from Unicorn, from Dana Simpson. Sorry. The name of this graphic novel is Unicorn Bowling. And I say graphic novel, it's actually a collection of some of her comic strips. And it's great. Similar to Mutts. Similar to Peanuts. Similar to any great comic strip that you think of, and when you read it, you're like, wow, this reminds me of my childhood. And I remember this, and I mean, the unicorn is obviously, it will remind you of something else. Maybe not a real unicorn, unless they really do exist. Prove me wrong. Take a picture and tweet it to me, at Daddy Mojo. This is a great series. Book number 9 in this series should be no exception, and it's priced to move for just under $9. It is a really great bargain. If you're not familiar with the series, just take a quick look at it. Boys will like it slightly less than girls, just because boys will see unicorn, and it will scare off some of them. I'll say maybe a 70-30 split, 70% girls, 30% boys. But I love this series. Our 9-year-old is a little sketchy on it, just because it has a unicorn on the cover. But it makes me laugh. And I think it'll make you laugh too. Unicorn Bowling, book number 9 in the Phoebe and the Unicorn series. Great stuff from Dana Simpson, out this week. Another go-to is this one, and some elementary school libraries are hesitant to put this author's books in there because some of the content they handle, so that she handles, might be a little too much for some elementary school kids. So some of the elementary schools that I've spoken to, they're just erring on the side of caution. Upper elementary through middle school, you know this author, Raina Telgemeier, and you know her style from Drama and Smile. She's got a very distinctive style. It's very girl-friendly, but it also teaches some great lessons about life, growing up, and friendship. It's fun. It really is. It's not funny laugh out loud. It's more kind of emotive. And I know boys don't like to talk about their emotions. So I've heard, according to my wife. But this is new from her. Share Your Smile. It's not really a graphic novel per se. It's more kind of a, what do I want to call this as? I'll call it a place filler, because it's more about Raina talking about how to grow, how to age, and, you know, what do you say? You want to draw? Great. You're a middle school kid. You want to draw. You're an upper elementary school kid. You want to write stories in graphic novel format. How can you do it? This has some behind the scenes mojo into how Raina makes comics. And it also has some bonus material from her upcoming graphic novel called Guts, which will be released in September of 2019. Great stuff. This is for fans of Raina Telgemeier. If you're not down with that author or if you don't know her, check out some of her books because I think you'll really dig it. They'll skew more for girls than boys, but they're entertaining for all. Check it out and see. Speaking of entertaining for all, this movie, the characters from whence this movie derived from, they need to make a law in animation Hollywood that says thou shalt never remake and put a couple of movies in there, a couple. This movie is one of those that should never be remade. It's Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Utterly fabulous. We saw it on the big screen when it came out for, what was it, its 25th or its 30th anniversary last fall. There's a great little mini-series of comics from Tokyopop that takes the story just a little bit to the right, and it concentrates on Zero. Zero, of course, is Jack Skellington's dog, and in this miniseries from Tokyopop, Zero gets lost, thus Zero's journey. Issue number 9 is out this week. The art is a little more, because its publisher is Tokyopop, I'm guessing, it's a little more anime-ish than traditional comic book, but if you're a fan of The Nightmare Before Christmas, big hooey. That's not going to impact you. You'll say, great. It's more quality story from the world of The Nightmare Before Christmas, and I think you'll jump into it. So pick up issue number 9 from this miniseries, or wait a couple of months and collect all 12. When they are released, it's good stuff, and you know, you really can't go wrong with The Nightmare Before Christmas, especially with their figurines. Really quality stuff there. Have you heard about, we mentioned the Avengers, we mentioned that. We saw the movie, we'll talk about that in another podcast. I mentioned this because it's all things Disney. And in late May in Disneyland, Galaxy's Edge opens up at Disneyland. In October-ish, October 2019, Galaxy's Edge is going to open up at Disney World in Orlando. This is a little meta, but there's now a comic book called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, issue number 1 of 5. I'm so glad I bought Disney stock a couple years ago. Thank you. It's funny because they now touch every aspect of our entertainment. And this is without even Disney Plus. That's what they're calling it? Disney Plus. It's even before that comes out. And that's a separate conversation all to its own as to what that'll be. But Galaxy's Edge, this comic book, is from Marvel Comics. It establishes the world of Galaxy's Edge. And if you look at the cover, it looks exactly like the construction photos that they have in California and in Florida for, you guessed it, Galaxy's Edge, where Han Solo, Chewie, and a whole gaggle of aliens are leisurely walking around, because Galaxy's Edge is supposed to be kind of like the last port. It's got a black market aspect. but it's the last hive of scum and villainy where they can hang out. And I really quite look forward to going to it, maybe a year after it opens up, just because of the crowds. But wow, what a thing. So this is really, it's so meta that I'm kind of excited about it because I want Star Wars to succeed. I want Star Wars to have the same kind of success that Marvel Comics has on the screen. And after seeing Avengers Endgame, it's so funny because when I was watching, I was thinking to myself, this is so much like Lord of the Rings, and that it's such a perfect ending to a series of stories that they're doing. And I know they'll make more Avengers movies and more standalone character movies in the MCU. I know that. But Endgame is such a great movie, and it's such a logical and fun ending to the series, to the 11-year, I guess, 1-4 series in the MCU on the screen. I was like, wow, I want this to be the same for Star Wars. And I was thinking, why did Star Wars fumble? And that's a film class for another day, where people were arguing, fight, and then Star Trek comes in the room and nobody can get along. We can all agree that this comic book, though, should be great fun. It'll be great for ages 10 and up. Check it out, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It's a 5-issue miniseries from Marvel Comics. Also out from Marvel Comics this week, this series from True Believers. Love it, because it's only $1. Buy it wholesale through some of the links. It's 90 cents. True Believers, Avengers, Rocket Raccoon, number one. This was back in the 80s, when the concept of Howard the Duck and a Rocket Raccoon were kind of stupid. Who's going to buy a Detective Duck? Who's going to seriously like a wisecracking raccoon with guns? Wow, how wrong were we? Who thought that? I thought that. I mean, I think most people would still think that about Howard the Duck. But Rocket Raccoon obviously proved everybody wrong. Fabulously entertaining. And this can go back to his roots, Rocket Raccoon.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.